Andrew Grummet's podcast, August 11th, 2005.
Explain your writing and show us the best.
Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Andrew Grummet here. I'm cutting my teeth at trying some real podcast effects, some real radio guy type stuff, putting in a little music in the background and fiddling around in Audacity and set up a tape loop. So I'm having fun here, but the podcast for today is going to be a comparative review of the iPod Mini versus the Creative Zen Micro. Oh, and before I get too far along, the background music for this podcast is provided by Magnatune artist Curl, and it's used under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. The license and the music and the artist are all linked from the show notes for this podcast. The track that's playing in the background is Pure Mix 1 from the album Inner. Okay, so back to the review, or on to the review. The occasion for this review is that when I was getting started with podcasting, I was using an iPod and iTunes, and we were doing all of our development of the iPod or Lemon software, at least my part, all my testing was done against iTunes. And when Apple announced that they would be adding podcasting to their own product, I decided it was a good time to get out and look at other MP3 players and software and see what I could do to shore up iPodder's support for those other platforms. So I went out and got a Creative Zen Micro. It was a close call. I was looking at the iRiver H, what was it, 20 maybe? H20? And I really like the iRiver, but I had asked some people I know what they recommended, the Zen was the winner, so I went ahead with the recommendations, and overall it's been a pretty good player, but recently I've been having some trouble with the Creative Zen. The audio connection, I'd be listening to the audio and it's sort of, you know, cut out, or maybe it wouldn't be completely gone, but it would sound like this thing echo in the background, or, you know, and I could jiggle the connector in the unit and it would maybe come back, or maybe it wouldn't. I have to fiddle with it a lot. It's kind of a mess. So I eventually got around to emailing the folks at Creative Labs, the maker of the Zen Micro, and they have now issued me an RMA. It's okay for me to send the Zen back to them for repair, so I'm about to head out to the post office and do that. But I thought I would take a couple pictures of the unit first and get this review going, and then I'm going to head out. So let's. One other thing is that this is going to be a comparative review, which means that I will be. I'm not going to dig into every single feature, you know, of the iPod and the Zen. Rather, I'm going to look a lot at what makes them different. So I'll assume at least some familiarity with one or the other. All right, so let's just dive in and actually do a quick time check here. I'm watching my levels in Audacity, and I'm just a few minutes in. Great, so hopefully if we can get this done in 15, I'll be happy. Okay, so as far as the price is concerned, the Apple iPod Mini, it's, you know, the prices of all of these tend to trend downwards over time. So when I got the Mini, it was listed at $250 for the 4 GB model, and I think the prices have since come down. And then the Zen, which I got, you know, 6 months later, was $200 maybe for 5 GB. I think ballpark, they're, you know, the players tend to go to the same price per gigabyte. They're, you know, maybe a $50 here or there, depending on when you catch, you know, it. But I think what happens is, you know, they put pressure on, competitive price pressure on one another, and hopefully things will be reasonably fair for everybody. So not a big difference on price per gigabyte. The size of the two units, and I took a picture of them next to each other. I'll stick that on my weblog somewhere with the review. The size of are similar for the two units. The Zen is shorter and fatter, you know, sort of its thickness is more. So I think the iPod fits in your pocket better, even though it's a little taller. Just the slimness of it, it just fits right into your pocket, and you don't really notice it's there. Whereas the Zen, it's a little bulkier, and you're really carrying something. Okay, the display. The Zen has got a smaller display. The actual area of the display is noticeably smaller, but the Zen also has smaller pixels. And what you see is, and again, there's a picture of this in the weblog, but the Zen actually fits more characters onto the screen, you know, just a few more, but it also has a third line of display text. And I think that makes a big difference, you know, over the iPod. You actually get much, much more information on the Zen. It's not perfect. These are small devices, but just sort of qualitatively, I feel like I have more information visible in the Zen. Headphones. Well, they suck. The headphones that ship with all of these MP3 players aren't that great. You don't get a whole lot of bass, you know. They ship... Inevitably, they ship with these sort of foam or rubber shields over the speaker that you inevitably lose. I always lose them. I don't know how many pairs of these headphones I have with either no pads or one pad. Somebody ought to, you know, figure out a way to make them so that the padding actually sticks. I don't know how. Anyway, I kind of passingly familiar with the audiophile in-ear headphones, but you really got to get used to that. I've never really enjoyed the feeling of those things in my ears. Audio formats. The most important point is that both iPod Mini and Creative Zen Micro support the MP3 format, which is ubiquitous. There's a side comment here, really, and which is that you know, we're starting to see these podcasts that are only available in one vendor's format. You know, they've got some extensions that give you a richer user experience, but I really believe it's not good for podcasting. That, you know, people are going to get this impression. You know, this is classic embrace and extend, and people are going to get this impression that, oh, you know, if you want to do podcasting, it's got to be AAC format with, you know, chapter tool. And while that's really nice, you know, podcasts that are only available in that format, I think, that are doing kind of a big disservice to podcasting in general, you know, because, you know, it's all about open formats, open protocols. Anybody can get in and play. And so, you know, for better or worse, we've got MP3. Maybe one day OGG will be the standard format, but it's still sort of on its way up. So the good news is both players support MP3. And the Zen, of course, supports the Windows Media Format and the comically named Windows DRM standard. They call it Plays For Sure, right? Well, why didn't it play? Didn't it not play because somebody concocted a DRM format that broke everybody? So I think what they're saying is we don't suck quite as bad as we used to, which is kind of comical. And, of course, Apple has the AAC format. So... the intersection, I think, is that they both play MP3, and that's a good thing. The let's see, media management. By the way, in case you haven't noticed, I'm sort of hitting the you know, the small stuff first, and sort of gradually working my way up to the sort of most interesting and important features. So here we've got a couple more to go after media management. So on the media management side. You might think that the iPod only will work with iTunes, but that's actually not true. I started fooling around with the Yahoo Music Engine, and in fact, you can sync an iPod with the Yahoo Music Engine, which is kind of interesting. And you may be able to sync the iPod with Windows Media Player, but I haven't tried that. The caveat is that if you sync content to your iPod from Yahoo Music Engine, and then you go back to iTunes, it's pretty draconian. iTunes will, it may depend on your settings, but at least for my settings, iTunes blew away everything that was on the iPod and reinitialized it. It sort of detected that somebody had been fiddling with it, and they said, oh, we don't really trust the state of the iPod, so we're going to blow it away and start again. Buyer beware, I guess, if you want to experiment with other media libraries. The Creative Zen Has actually, out of the box, you can use it with one of two different media managers. You can use Windows Media Player, or you can use the Creative proprietary, Creative has their own media source media manager. I'm just clicking it up on the screen here to remind myself of the name. So I guess the upshot is both players have multiple options for the. I've been using Windows Media Player mainly because it's, just in terms of doing iPodder development, we get a lot of leverage out of making sure that we work well with that product. But on the more practical side, as far as I know, the Creative Media Manager does not expose an SDK that would let us, for example, create playlists and remove, add and remove items from those playlists, which... actually adds to the feature richness of iPodder. So, Windows Media Player gives that to us. iTunes gives that to us. I've been lobbying some of the folks at Yahoo Music Engine to give that to us, but at least the last time I checked, we didn't have access to those APIs. I hope we'll get them. Okay, so, all right, digging deeper, features. Both the iPod Mini and the Creative Zen have standard navigation. You have playlists. You can surf your browse your content by ID3 tags. That is song name, genre, artist, album. As many people are familiar, the Apple can bookmark files if they're in its AEC format, but the Zen can actually bookmark MP3s, which is very nice. If you kind of do a thought experiment, you realize there's nothing, deeply... The only real issue, I think, with AAC is maybe the bookmarks can exist inside the file itself. But if you kind of do the thought experiment, imagine that you are playing an MP3 file, and you sort of in your mind, you remember, okay, I'm going to have a bookmark at minute two. If that's true... And then you can come back later and scroll the wheel forward to minute two. If that's possible, then technically it ought to be possible in software to emulate that, right? That is, if the software says, okay, you wanted a bookmark at minute two of this file, regardless of what file it was playing, what file format was playing, certainly the player ought to be able to kind of store somewhere this notion that you'd like to advance to a bookmark and that's at minute two, and ought to be able to simulate the act of you scrolling forward with the controls, right? So there's nothing, I don't think there's anything really deeply, important about AAC in terms of its ability, to be able to provide bookmarks, and the Zen shows that. And I've heard that the iPod, future versions of the iPod will be able to bookmark MP3s as well, and so you sort of see there's nothing, deeply, innately important about AAC and its ability to do bookmarks. Except that it maybe hides them in the same file, which I guess a user shouldn't care about that. The Zen, unlike the iPod, can record from an internal mic. So I actually did a podcast from the Zen. I'm not doing that now. The downside of the Zen mic is that you only can record from an internal mic. There's no plug for an external mic. I think the iRiver lets you do that, but the Zen doesn't. The Zen has an FM tuner. But honestly, the reception's not that great, and you have to be really lucky for it to work out. So I find FM reception on the on MP3 players, while kind of a nifty feature practically, unless you're, listening to a station with a very powerful antenna, you probably aren't going to have a good experience. As far as the iPod goes, the iPod, of course, now has a separate area for podcasts, which is going to be good for some people. I know on the iPodder project, we get a lot of requests for, can you guys give me more control over how the podcasts land in playlist? Maybe they want all the podcasts to land in a single playlist, or they want more control over that behavior. So if you happen to like all your podcasts separate from your music, iPod gives you that. Although I think it's fairly limited in how they go beyond that separation. But in any case, that may work for you. The iPod has games on it, which can be kind of fun if you're listening to podcasts or music and just need to kind of zone out and do something with your hands. Whereas the Zen, I don't believe, has games. Another thing I noticed, the iPod, the clock sync, that is, these devices, they have their own clock. And when you sync the iPod against iTunes, it sets the clock on the iPod, which is exactly how it should work, right? But for some reason, the Zen, you've got to manually set the clock. And I even tried syncing the Zen against the Creative Media Manager, and the clock still didn't sync. So I think the iPod clock sync is smarter. Okay, so that's my overview of the features. There's a lot of stuff I didn't cover, but those are the ones that struck me, you know, as sort of interesting differences or similarities for the first couple. Let's see, the controls. This is the big one. The controls is kind of, you know, this really gets to the heart of how you use this device every day. So let's dig into that. The most useful control you can have on an MP3 player, you know, something you're kind of banging around, it's going in and out of your pockets or into a bag or, you know, who knows where. But the both the iPod Mini and the Creative Zen have a lock. That is, you flip the switch and it doesn't matter what touches the device, where it's going to keep on doing whatever it was doing, and that's really critical. The Zen has kind of a hyperactive backlight. You pretty much breathe, well, as long as the lock is, if it's not locked and you breathe on the thing, the light turns on, which can be good or bad. You know, I don't actually like it to light up so much, honestly. I'd be happier if it only lit up when I told it to, which is exactly how the iPod works. With the iPod, you kind of have to, you know, push and hold a button to get the light to come on, and that's fine with me. The Zen also is 100% touchpad. That is, with very few exceptions, you've got to sort of brush your hand against a surface to do something. There's no kind of clicking or pushing, and that makes it really easy to screw up. That is, you know, it's very easy to brush your hand against something and completely change the state of the Zen. Whereas the iPod, you know, has these buttons, which I think it's sort of harder to mess that up. And with the You can get the iPod into a state, you know, an unintentional state, but usually with the iPod, you don't screw up as bad. You know, if you happen to brush against the scroll wheel, maybe you twiddle the volume a little bit, or, you know, you switch its mode to, you know, ratings mode. Whereas with the Zen, you know, you touch something and suddenly, you know, you've like skipped two songs ahead, and you've got to go back and find your place, you've clicked up a few menus when you didn't intend to. So I found that it's just easier to get really screwed up on the Zen. Although on the good side, the Zen fast forwarding on it's a little bit easier. You just sort of put your finger on the button and hold it, or put your finger on the pad and hold it there. Whereas with the iPod, you've got to kind of keep cycling your finger around the scroll wheel, which is a little bit more work, a little bit more awkward. So that's my roundup of the features. As far as the manufacturing quality goes, you know, I just don't have a really big sample. Of course, the one data point I have says that the Creative is junk and the iPod is wonderful. I've had the iPod for 6 months longer and kind of banged it up quite a bit, and it just kind of takes the licking and keeps on ticking. But, you know, that's one data point. Who knows? Whereas the Creative, you know, it's got some kind of goofy short inside of it after only a couple months. Happily, the Creative is under warranty, and I don't have to pay anything to get it repaired. But, you know, I kind of take that with a grain of salt. I've got an Apple, a titanium, you know, laptop, PowerBook G4. And this thing has gone into the shop twice. And, you know, it, the hinge on it is wrong. You know, the screen fades in and out, and it's never really been quite right. And, and this is the only laptop out of something like four laptops. It's the only one I've ever had to take in to get fixed. I'm not ready to, hand over the Oscar to Apple for manufacturing quality. But in this case, the iPod seems to be doing better. Let's see, I guess so, yeah, that's it for the roundup. Overall, I would say the iPod wins, you know, in terms of features and usability and overall goodness. I find the iPod to be a couple cuts above the Creative Zen. You know, all that said, duty calls. Probably I will be back on the Creative when it returns from the shop, or maybe something new so that we can keep making iPodder. A great piece of software for everybody. And I think that's going to wrap it up. I am at the, getting to the 20-minute mark. Yikes. So, I hope you enjoyed this review. I hope you enjoyed the music from Curl. You can go and check out them and other creatively commons licensed music at magnatune.com. Thanks again. This is Andrew Grummet signing off for August 11th, 2005.